At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument podcast.
How y'all been?
We have been gone for a very long time.
Yeah.
Thank you for being patient with us as we just
appreciate that.
Dealt with life, because that's what was happening.
Yeah.
Life. A lot of it.
Yeah.
So
a lot was happening.
For those of you all who are checking us out for the first time, my name is Angel Lakita Moore, or as I took this man's name on about 11 years ago, Angel Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And tell them who you are, baby.
I'm Big Tanksley.
Okay. I like that. But if they've never met you before, what is
Marcus?
Your, there you
Anthony
go.
Anthony Tanksley.
Give them
the first.
That government name. Yes, we are a married couple that started this podcast about 3 years ago. We're in our third season, struggling on through. We also have, I have a channel, That Chick Angel TV on YouTube, where we do family vlogs, and that's where the video of this podcast is. So if you're listening to us and you want to see us, go on over to YouTube and type in That Chick Angel TV and you'll find us. But this podcast is a podcast that we created just to be able to discuss the things that we discuss.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times...
Well, we can be found on YouTube as well as SoundCloud.
Are you talking about where the podcast can be found?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, tell them.
SoundCloud?
Uh-huh. Where else?
I don't
know. It's been that long.
Rhapsody.
No, we can be found on... SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play. And actually, somebody found us on something else. So a lot of the places that just pick up podcasts, you can find us there.
Yeah.
So we're easily accessible. So you can check us out. But the podcast, we started just because it was something that the people who watched us requested. They liked our conversations.
Yeah.
And a lot of times our conversations would turn into arguments.
Yeah.
So that is
what happens when you're married.
Yeah, when you're happily married, you get into arguments sometimes.
That's what we tell ourselves.
We tell ourselves we're happy.
Yeah.
You say, I'm happy. So let's give them a little bit of an update before we jump into the topic of this afternoon. So tell them what's been going on with you, babe.
Same old stuff. We took a little bit of a break. Had a death in the family, so everybody that is familiar with us, I greatly appreciate your condolences that were sent. But that entrepreneurial stuff happening on my end, trying to get some things up and started, y'all will hear about that soon enough. But other than that, day-to-day stuff.
Day-to-day
trying to get
stuff.
Back into the gym, working out again.
Yeah. He just said he's gotten to the point where he's feeling... like good about the progress that you've been making in the gym.
Yeah, well, I switched up a workout. I was trying something new, and I was going about it the wrong way, so I finally got that tuned in. So I'm back at it, pretty good, seeing the amount of progress that I feel like I should be seeing for the amount of workout that I do.
Yeah, I think his body looks great. It looks good to me. Look real good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. On my end, I think the last time we did, it's been so long since we did this podcast. It's been that long because I had booked a major job and then lost that major job like only a week into having it, which sucked. It took a huge blow. As Marcus said, there was a death in his family. It was a big one. So that one also was like a punch to the face. And but on the bright side, I have been working more than I have in a long time. Like,
yeah, not even on the traditional, you know, struggling actress route. But
yeah, like working. Yeah. I have a recurring role on Atypical. I have a show on Bravo TV.com, so a digital show with them that hopefully will be getting picked up. I just booked a guest star on Shameless HBO show. So I've been working, but the job that I had really been hoping that I was going to get, that I did get, end up losing it. So, I mean, it's been 2018 has been a bit of a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best way. Also, another plus, though, for those of y'all who have followed my alopecia journey, because I have alopecia areata, I think I got my last set of shots. Like, the doctor was like, I don't think you're going to need any more shots. So, fingers crossed that this horrible autoimmune disease is behind me. So, we'll see. Yeah, so.
Yeah, there's been a lot of progress in your hair.
Yeah, yes, thank God. It's just hair. I'll probably do a video on my channel sometime soon. So if anybody else is struggling with that or just interested in what that is all about, it'll be up on my channel.
And we decided to shoot somewhere different in the house.
Yeah, so if you're watching us.
The background is a little different.
Yeah, if you're watching us, we're not in my office because I changed my office around. And this is actually probably will now be easier for us to be able to do it and get in and get out. But let's jump into the topic.
Something else I already know that I like is the table does not transfer sound the way it does in your office.
Oh, when we click
like
or hit stuff.
Before, you couldn't touch anything in the office because it would just transfer right to the microphone.
Yeah, it was kind of loud. You're right.
And I imagine that it's not an echo either.
I hope not.
The way it would be in the office.
Well, I don't know. There's more space in here, but, you know, usually...
But when you're in the enclosed space, you can tell that you're in an enclosed space.
Yeah. Well, yes. So we're now in our dining room shooting, and so you can see our living room behind us. So I've been wanting for us to shoot here. So I'm glad that we finally are. So
let's get to it.
So today's topic is kind of a little bit based off of what we've been going through for the past few months of us both being hit with hardships and just trying to be there for one another. And that topic is supporting your partner or your spouse, so whoever you have in your life that you consider your significant other. Because while Marcus had to support me in ways that he's had to support me before, because this is not the first time I've lost a major job, I felt like I was having to support him in a different way. It's still similar because, you know, Marcus has a lot of older people in his family. So we've gone to a couple of funerals in his family, unlike my own. But like having to support him through the loss in his family this time, it was new territory for me, even though I've known this man for almost half his life. Not quite yet, but very close.
New territory for all of us. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway.
So supporting your spouse, like
career wise and otherwise, not just that, but
period. But the reason why I thought of it is because I felt like here lately we've been really having to hold each other up. So, babe, tell me when you think about supporting me specifically, because I feel like I'm unique as a person. What do you feel like is the biggest thing? Or biggest way you feel like you have to support me? Like, what do you do?
It's kind of hard to say. Supporting angels, kind of like, I don't know the analogy they use. I think when sword fighting, like it's like holding a baby bird. You can't hold it too soft because it'll fly away. But if you squeeze it, you'll kill it. And that's a lot like supporting angels. It's just like sometimes she does stuff. Well, a lot of times it's like her career moves or whatever, like as far completely different planet from the era of realm that I move in, this whole Hollywood actress thing or the whole business concept that she has going behind it. But sometimes she or have an idea or make a move or something, I'm just like, it don't sound like a good idea. So it's just like, what do you think about this? I'm just like, I don't know. So I put my own logic to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what I think. And then I reiterate that I understand that you're moving in a realm that I don't really deal with. And then I just kind of let her feel around and see how she works it out. So sometimes it works out, and sometimes I'm just like, thing to the back of my head, I never said, but like, I could have told you it a long time ago.
I'm gonna see, this is my first time ever hearing this.
Yeah, because I like, it's the last time you're here too, because it's worked okay so far, I think. So in that realm, that's how I kind of see it. On the other hand, when it's just strictly business moves or whatever, I can be a little more voiceful. Not that I'm like a world-renowned businessman, but I do have a business sense about, you know, doing things. Or I feel more comfortable putting an opinion on, okay, so this is what I plan on doing with this. What do you think? I'm like, well, let's, you know, on my level of the strategic thinking of how I would do it versus how she would do it, because we do move two completely different ways a lot of times.
We do.
So, yeah, I don't know. It can be a roller coaster.
When supporting.
Yeah, because sometimes it's been in times she was like, I cannot believe I made them. Why didn't you say? I was like, or I made the mistake one time and be like, yeah, I saw that. Why didn't you say something? Because you can't always speak up. Any men out there that maybe listen to this, you know, you can't always just, as much as a woman talking about they want an honest man, y'all don't always want honesty. Y'all want to hear sometimes what y'all want to hear.
Which a lot of times is the right thing. What the thing we want to hear is the actual
right, yeah, that's what it is.
Thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think you are so understand right. That. See? Mm-hmm. See? Yeah. I'm going to flip it to me, not on how I support you, but the ways that you support me that I actually appreciate.
that you actually appreciate.
Because sometimes his support is wah, wah, but when it's on point is... typically when he just shows up, like, he doesn't even understand that sometimes just him like being there and being on time and knowing that hopefully, you know, he's quasi my number one fan. I mean, at least I hope he is like my number one fan, having him there. And I know it's hard because I am doing stuff all the time. I don't expect for him to come to majority of the stand-up shows I do. Telling the same daggone jokes. However, when he is willing and actually happy to be there to support me, it means the world. His actual presence is more than...
So you're just talking about in stand-up currently?
No. I mean, I've done other... Yeah. By the way,
this is my first time hearing this.
I know. He did. Because... But I've never said, oh my God... Marcus, when you're there, it means so much to me. But I do make a big deal when I want you to be at something. I'm like trying to get a babysitter. I'm like, are you gonna be there on time?
Yeah, typically when you do something new, it's like, yeah. But like right now, you just be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be hosting the Flappers on this day. I'm just like, all right.
I've wanted you to come hear me speak, but you have turned it down to come.
When?
When I've spoken in Orange County.
You didn't make no.
What?
When you mentioned me going to hear you speak, it was like, do you want to... The core behind it wasn't hearing you speak. It was, oh, let's just, as a family, go down to Orange County. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, all right, we're going down to Orange County as a family. While you go speak, I'm going to be stuck in this hotel with these loud-ass kids.
No, and I'm wanted just like, you all to no, come.
Okay, with that, with the way it sounded. It's like, let's go, and I got speaking thing. Let's just go as a family. I'm like, that just sounds like you taking us to work.
I mean, it is taking you all.
I mean, yeah, but it's like setting off in the corner. Let's let her do this, and then we can get back to family stuff. You didn't by any means make it sound like, oh, I want you to hear me speak. Why don't you come to Orange County and hear me speak?
You know,
that's not how you put it.
But sometimes I want you to want it, too. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so sometimes I don't want my want to be the thing that drives you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Good God.
Why is it a good God about that?
Because women want honesty, and sometimes men just want to be straight up. Just tell. Why don't you just say it?
Well, I'm telling you right now that I want you to support, especially right. when good I do God. New things. Like, I loved it when you came to VidCon that one time. That's the best VidCon I've ever been to. VidCon, for those of y'all who don't know, is like a conference for YouTubers and their fans. It's actually just team way too much, to be honest. But the year that he came, it was great because he got to meet other people that are in the field that I, you know, sometimes work in. So it was just, it's nice to have you there.
People that's listening, I wish I could see how I'm looking at her right now.
He's not looking at me no way, but with love in his eyes.
That's what it is.
Okay, I'm going to flip it again on how I feel like I support you. I feel like the best way I support my husband is when I shut the hell up. Like, that is, I feel like, the best way that I support you when it's, he is talking to me, venting to me, just being quiet and giving him some And when he tells me his dreams, keeping those to myself. If he's going through frustrations, keeping those to myself. I think being like a, I don't know if the word is kind of like a diary for you. Because you're not one to, from as far as I know, you're not one to really write down a lot of your thoughts a lot of times, unless it's like a business plan.
Four books.
Shut up. And he's not one to like talk to other people, at least not to my knowledge, about a lot of the things going on in his mind. So when he does do that, my biggest thing is usually just being quiet, unless, and there's a lot of times that the unlesses are happening, unless I feel truly that something that I am going to say is going to either be helpful, constructive, and even sometimes constructive is not good enough. Like, sometimes I'm just like, he's not telling me this to get my constructive point of view on it. He's telling me this because he just wants to vent. But I do honestly try to be God-led when it comes to when you come to me with stuff. I mean, because you're not a, obviously you're not a performer. There's not a whole lot of show up, like, other than your company's party. Like, that's the only time where I know, okay, Angel, show up, look nice, look presentable, so he's not embarrassed by how his wife looks.
Y'all might be laughing, but y'all ain't seen some of that.
Shut up.
Not at the parties, though.
But I know at the party, like, I show up, I look nice, I try to shut it down, be the nicest looking chick up in there. So other than those moments, I feel like mostly me just not talking and having my ears wide open is the way I support you.
Yeah, because a lot of, I mean, as y'all may know or not, she does talk a lot in other situations, but nah, I'm not them. I tend to be a man of few words. Like, I don't do a whole lot of talking, so a lot of times when I bring things to Angel, it's just like, I just need to hear this out loud, or I need to say this to save somebody's life. I need to get this pressure off these pipes. But yeah, a lot of times it's just, sometimes, I mean, a lot of times we do like ask for each other's opinion. Like, I ask her opinion, or I'll say something, and then she'll say, oh, you should do it like this, or do it like that. But at the same time, just like with business ventures that she's doing, a lot of stuff that I'm doing, we are both doing for the first time. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, and again, she'll have a completely different way of going about it than what I do. So the same way as mine would, it goes both ways. It could cause more harm than good than to just say, well, I think you should do this. It's best I'll just sit and listen and be like, okay, it's dope, and then give my opinion where it's needed. And I think she does the same.
So what's the, okay, so I answered how I felt like you, the way that I want and the way that I most appreciate when you support me. What is that for you when it comes to me?
Well, one thing is Angel has come with some very good information that I'm just like, why didn't you say that a long time ago?
I was
like, you knew about stuff like this? I'm like, are you serious? Because she just randomly said, well, yeah, you should just do A, B, and C. And that's how people get C, D, and F. I'm like, wait, stop. What? That's a thing? I'm like thinking I'm coming up with some genius idea. She's like, no, that's how people, this actually platforms for that. I'm like, really, Angel? So, I mean, Oh, you're going to do the cute smile right there. Yeah. Whatever. So, yeah, sometimes it's just, continue to shut up. But I mean, I think it's a pretty good flow the way we got going now, because a lot of times it's like, even with that said, it's some things that's like, after I do my own research, I find out a lot more information than what she would have exposed to me to begin with. And if she gives me some information, I may stop there.
But you're talking just about business stuff, like right now.
Yeah.
You're just talking about business. Like, prior to you ever starting or wanting to start a business venture, I was supporting you.
Yeah.
And
most of that was just venting. Yeah, just let me vent.
He's like, that's all I need.
If you ain't starting no business venture, you just working for another business. And that's the only thing you bring home is venting.
I mean.
But just moving up in my career and everything. It's like, I've come to you with things like it.
Yes, you did.
And a lot of times you'll give good information on that, because sometimes I may go into it too aggressive or not aggressive enough. And I'm just like, what do you think about this? It's always good to bounce ideas like that off people.
See, I thought you were going to bring up how I supported you through your injuries. That's what I thought. I thought you were going to be like, my wife held me down, taking me from doctor's appointment to doctor's appointment.
Yeah, that was great. It's just your job, though.
See.
That's what you
You know what? You know what? Gratitude is a great way to support me.
I thought
me.
You was going to bring up, you know, pregnancies and all that.
What about them?
Don't I support you doing pregnancies?
What do you mean?
Hold on.
No, I'm trying to figure out, what are you saying specifically that you feel like you do that is like supportive?
Okay, I help you physically anytime you need help.
Yes.
I will take off any time.
Yes.
And go to the doctor's office with you at any given moment.
You will.
I will drop anything that I'm doing every time. Anytime you actually open your mouth and say anything about anything.
Yes, you will. Thank you. I just want you to hear yourself say it, so you can realize how in
love.
That's
the worst thing you could have just did. Because you remember that time you was pregnant?
I want you to see how open your nostrils are for this chocolate over here. Okay? You'll drop everything for this gal. Don't be mad.
Ain't nobody mad.
Don't be mad. It's so funny.
That's our son.
I wish you all
running past in the background.
We're watching this. If you're not, he tried to run by as if the camera.
Nah, he wasn't running by us. He got to get to the bathroom because we've been playing video games and forgets.
Before we end off the topic, because after the topic we're adding a segment, viewer comment. Meaning we're just going to read off one of our favorite comments of the week, or of the 2 weeks, since we do this every other week. But what would you give as advice for couples in learning how to support their mate? Like, what would you, I mean, obviously I can say now, based off of this podcast, as a woman, women should definitely be very open. You guys, I think he failed. Did he fall?
He probably did.
Oh, goodness. Our son, him trying to run in the background. He just could not wait. He had to get back to his video game. But anyways, I would say, as a female, just being completely transparent and vocal about how you need support and how you want support from your spouse. And also knowing that, you know, they can't be your everything, and I don't think they're supposed to. But if they have the capability of supporting you in a certain way and you want it, say it. Because I didn't realize he didn't know how important him being there is to me. Nobody else has to show up. If you show up, I'm good.
All right.
But I'm serious. Like, you my ace. So if you show up.
I'm just picturing like you on stage.
And it's just you?
Just me and the audience.
I'll take it. You the one of the worst audience members. No, you always laugh harder in my shows than you do when I be trying to make you laugh here. So, yeah. You're a good audience member.
Because I'm an honest laugher. I don't laugh just because the energy is good in the room. That's one thing. Like, we'll sit down. People be like, "Hey, good afternoon. How y'all doing?" I'm like, what the hell are they laughing about? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. You jerk. That's no, what it is.
If it ain't funny, it ain't funny.
Okay, what's your tip?
Communication is definitely important. Letting your person, the other person, know how you need to be supported. The fact that we just now doing this almost 11 years in, or actually 13 years in.
We almost 14 years in.
Almost 14 years in. That's funny. Y'all seeing growth right now.
This is growth. There's always
see, y'all just saw that.
Always room to grow. That's what they just said on Queen Sugar. That's what we also, that's
as
an update.
We catching up in the second season.
We catching up second season. Queen Sugar's in third season.
Yeah, third season.
But second season has been fantastic. If you're not watching that show, watch it. All right, guys. Oh, you still got more?
You asked me to answer the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were done. Go ahead, boo. Up.
You just said it. That's all I got to say about that. For real. So, yeah, communication, you. Letting the person know, and also reading their language. Like, even after they let them know, like, it may be trial and error, you know, read their reaction if you decide to go about it a certain way. Because they ain't always honest. Some people are like, oh, just tell me everything. It's like, you know, you don't need to tell them everything.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, just read their reaction.
Yeah.
Play it right and communicate.
Yeah. That's good advice, boo. Good advice.
Yeah, no.
Shut up. Okay, so there are two segments that we're going to be adding. One segment we haven't added yet because we just wanted to get this podcast up. And that segment will be there. Also, we didn't get to really do it because we had to do such an update. But we'll be doing a segment kind of like what's grinding my gears. Like the thing that has just got on the last nerve that week.
Oh, we doing that?
Not right now.
Oh, she wants to do that because I'm...
He's constantly venting to me.
I'm always annoyed.
He's constantly venting
maybe
to me.
I need to just talk more and that wouldn't happen.
Would you say maybe you just need to talk more?
Yeah, I just need to talk more.
Yeah, you got to quit letting all this stuff be
all that stuff build up. It's just like once I finally say it, I just need to say it.
Yeah, just say
anyway,
it.
Anyway, okay. I'm glad to read these comments because y'all are the funniest people I know. Some of the stuff I'll be reading.
So this is a comment that wasn't on a podcast, but it was on, I was doing live videos on Wednesday, but we're about to change, I'm about to change that to, on the weeks that it's not the podcast, it'll be Angel's Angle, which will be a topical kind of thing. It's almost like a solo podcast, but a little different than what he and I do. But this came from Brandy Gilbert, and she said, "Why was I crying during the prayer?" And then she said, "Because ... I just love you and all that you're about. You're so dope. You spread and you just spread love, light, and laughter. Love from your cousin in Ohio." Thank you, Brandy. That really brightened my day when I saw that. I don't know if you know this because my husband doesn't really watch the channel, unless he's on there just to make sure I didn't put anything stupid that he don't want seen.
That's a fact.
On my lives, I would do a prayer at the very end over the subscribers, over the family. It just felt right, like to just let's close this out in prayer, because we would be having a dialogue because I could see their comments as I was talking, unlike, you know, this. So it was very nice to read that. Thank you all so much. We really do appreciate you all being patient. I realize that this is not just a hobby for me. This is a job. I actually make income off of doing videos, and so it did feel like I was abandoning my job, but I knew my husband needed the time he needed to be able to heal, to get his brain right, get his thoughts together. And so we didn't want to rush back into this.
Yeah. And it's like, even when we are not doing these, like we took a long break, it is always in the back of my mind. It's like, we need to put up another podcast. We need to put up, it's always there. It's always a thought. So yeah, just remember that when we take, a break or whatever, we miss a week or two. It ain't that we just forgot or whatever. It's some things are going on. We just trying to get the time to do it.
Yeah. So we're going to actually trying to get a couple done so we have some ready for y'all, so we won't be taking these hiatuses anymore. But as always, please like these podcasts to make us more discoverable on iTunes or SoundCloud. You can actually leave us, if you are listening to this on SoundCloud, you can comment on SoundCloud and we can read those comments. Or if you're watching it, you can always comment below. We always love topic suggestions. And like I said, we're now adding a comment of the weeks. So leave us a comment and we might read yours just as out of an appreciation, just to let you know we love you guys. So you can follow me, That Chick Angel, on Instagram at That Chick Angel, on Facebook. I am That Chick Angel, as well as I have two shows on there, That Chick Angel's Monday Motivations and That Chick Angel's Mommy Confessions. And on Twitter, I am at Angel the Actress. And Marcus?
Yeah, I don't feel bad at all about her having all these credentials on social media, and I really don't have not a single one.
He doesn't. Honest,
it's like, that's why I said we need to pre-record it so I ain't got to sit through it.
Yeah. we will be pre-recording our intro. We will.
But I don't know. I'm going to have to here pretty soon, but I don't know if it'll be to the degree that she's doing it. It'll be more focused on networking. We'll see.
I mean, listen, he says he's business. You say you business minded. I'm just saying you might want to do more than what you think you want to do.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So we will talk to you all two Wednesdays from today, and we hope that you all stay blessed. All right? Bye.
See y'all.